Welcome to Recruiting Scoop on the Inside Texas Football YouTube channel, powered by InsideTexas.com. I'm Joe Cook, got Justin Wells, got some 2026 guys to talk about, got some 2027 guys who are going to be very important to Texas recruiting efforts in that class. So make sure you like this video, make sure you subscribe to the channel as we go over more and more about recruiting as the season approaches. And since the season is approaching, you should join Inside Texas. Join for $1. Scrimmage tomorrow, so the best scrimmage info out there. We'll have some immediate reactions, full coverage of the Longhorns, and of course, the best community on the Texas internet. And if you sign up, join for $1, you get a full year of access to The Athletic. You get a lot of other perks as well. You get access to the Inside Texas tailgate, which will be great over the course of this upcoming season, right there off of San Jacinto Boulevard. Get to see all the great members of the community as well as staff members. So join Inside Texas for just $1. Great deal. You're not going to want to miss any of the info. We'll have it coming out plenty over the course of the weekend and in these 3 weeks leading up to the Ohio State game. And Justin, today we do get to talk about some recruits, and including a 2026 recruit who will be announcing his decision next week. I believe it's going to be on ESPN. College Football Live is coming back, which always lets you know that the year is getting closer. But Jake Krell from IMG Academy, originally from the Orlando area, he is announcing his decision. He named a top three of Ole Miss, Oklahoma, and Texas. Florida is still pushing. Where do the Longhorns stand with this one as decision day approaches?
I noticed you pronounced his name differently. Is it not Krell?
I think I saw Krell. Like, I read something where it's like, it's not exactly what you think it is. I think it's Krell. Well,
that just takes away my Krell Summer thing, or Eric's rather. I don't want to take his stuff. Listen, dude, this kid is just a dynamic freaking, he is an absolute terror on the field, plays with a lot of violence. You can tell why Alan Clark went to IMG in the spring to go see him and hang out with those guys. So here's the latest. Texas actually moved him off his timeline. You know, originally he was going to set to announce around October, which was a lot different than everyone else. But, you know, Jake's a little bit different than the other guys. But we heard that Texas kind of pulled him off his timeline and decided he wanted to make a decision. He announced that probably 4 or 5 days ago. And then, you know, Texas had a little bit of momentum. And here lately, talking to a couple people, Oklahoma has a little bit of confidence here. And so Texas is there's still some days here to work with it. And I think it's going to come down to Texas and Oklahoma. I feel like it's going to be an old fashioned Red River shootout. Look, Ole Miss has been big here. Florida's actually been pushing a lot of late, but Oklahoma built the relationship the earliest, and he's been to Norman the most. And so they have that foundation. Texas had been on him for a long time as well, but he had seen Oklahoma a little bit more. And honestly, you know, Texas wants this guy really bad. But for Oklahoma, I think it's more of not a desperation, but it's more of a, you've got to get somebody like this. Whereas Texas already has a few guys in this cycle that are, you know, dudes, including like a Richard Wesley. And so I feel like right now it's a toss up. It's going to be Texas or Oklahoma. What I could see happening is if he winds up going to Oklahoma, I could see Texas actually making Oklahoma increase the offer. I can see, because that negotiation is still ongoing. He has an agent. He's got people in representation taking care of him. I think you could see that battle go back and forth. It wouldn't surprise if he picked Texas, wouldn't be surprised. If he picked Oklahoma, I wouldn't be surprised. But I feel like at this stage, Texas, if they don't get him, they may wind up forcing Oklahoma to spend a little bit more than they originally anticipated at that position or for that guy. And so that's just another data point in the new recruiting era that we kind of deal with. And so, but it's going to come down to Texas and Oklahoma. Look, I think he sees everything great about Texas, the opportunity to play early, to play on a national stage, to play in the playoffs, to contend for a national championship. I think he sees an opportunity at Oklahoma to play immediate, to play early, to play often, to make a difference. And so, you know, he's a fun kid to watch. He's been a fun kid to kind of get to know through this process. He plays with a definite level of violence that is fun to carry, fun to cover. But this is an old-fashioned Red River shootout. Stay tuned. There's going to be more updates over the next 3 or 4 days.
because of the way the position works at Texas, and unless your roster numbers and your numbers at the position kind of get skewed in a bad way, you really don't need to take more than two in a year. You know, you're looking for maybe one on one side, one on the other. Richard Wesley fits at Jack. Krell would fit at Buck really well. But at the same time, you know, this is basically the last uncommitted offer Texas has out there. They didn't get Xavier Griffin, who's got that position flexibility. Trent Henderson, I know they're still talking to, but Bryce Perry Wright's at A&M. Luke Waffles at USC. Jamarion Carlton's at Baylor. Kevin Ford, who I know they didn't push super hard for, he's going to Florida. You know, so on and so forth. A lot of different guys are heading out to other spots. But if Krell picks Oklahoma, obviously we know Texas is going to continue to recruit a lot of those guys. Carlton, Krell, Trenton Henderson. Are they okay just taking one this year?
That's a great question. And that's something we're trying to figure out. I don't think it'd be the end of the world, only because you and I both know the depth on that roster is ridiculous. They've got so many dudes at edge right now, young and old. You know, I think they could be okay with one in this cycle. That's one position I think they would be okay with. I just don't think they want to be okay with it, if that makes sense. Like, they've learned that, you know, getting to the passer in this conference is numero uno on the defensive side of the ball. It was a big factor for how great the defense was last year. And Texas knows that front seven, like, they're always going to recruit that specific group at a high level. And so I think it would be okay if they just had Wesley. I mean, you're talking about a borderline five-star edge out of California that doesn't have to play immediately. That's a reclassification. He's kind of young for his age anyway. And so, and already having a Taven Epps committed in the class of 2027, who we'll talk about in just a minute, that's a guy that may project to edge, even though he's playing linebacker right now. He could be an edge as well. They could get by with one. I just don't think they want to. I think Allen Clark, it's almost like Allen Clark has really put a jolt in recruiting for Texas in a number of positions. And he's been so good on campus for the last 9 months. I don't think he wants to end his first year at Texas with one commit. Like, and he's been helping out with other guys. Don't get it twisted. He helped out with Dylan Berryman and Vodney Cleveland and some of these other guys. He's been helping out. But I just don't think Allen Clark wants one edge on his board when it's, you know, in mid-December when it's signing day. And so they can get by with it, but I don't think they want to. I think they want two in this class.
The only guy that they are assured of losing from that room after this season is Ethan Burke and Trey Moore to an extent. Next year, Brad Spence, who's playing at Buck now, he's going to be a senior. Colin Simmons will be a junior, and you're not going to get a senior year out of Colin Simmons. So I bet you're feeling fine about where that is now. It's not like, you know, one would ruin everything. It's not like taking one or two offensive linemen because there are only two on the field at a time. It's just a situation where, yeah, you want to have two. You want to keep that going, that cycle going. You want to have competition pushing up from the bottom of that room. But, you know, if you don't get two, well, you can live with just one via Richard Wesley, and I think you would feel just fine.
And don't forget, I think Sark and the defensive staff learned a lesson two cycles ago when they took one defensive tackle in Sadir Mitchell. That's a dangerous dude. That's a dangerous game because they've had to go to the portal big time in the last 2 years. So I don't think they want to get into that position where they're going to have to do the exact same thing with edge in the portal in the next 2 years. And so maybe that staff has learned a little bit from the last couple cycles. Hey, you can get by with one guy, but man, that really hurts you to a year or two down the road, especially if you have some of these guys at Texas leave early, which, you know, Colin Simmons isn't going to play past his junior year. And so I think they've learned from previous recruitments.
Before we keep going, got to show some love to our sponsor, that is Lux Kitchen and Bath.
This video is brought to you by Lux Kitchen and Bath. Lux has been offering high-end kitchen and bathroom remodels for three generations throughout the greater Austin area. With five-star review after five-star review on Google and Facebook, and an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, you can put your faith in Lux Kitchen and Bath's award-winning designers and skilled craftspeople to bring to life that dream vision of your special home. But that's not all. Lux's All-Star team provides full remodels, large additions, and even commercial build-outs as well. So call Lux Kitchen and Bath at 833-358-LUX today. Or visit luxkitchenbath.com to discover where quality meets luxury and begin the process of transforming your home. Get a free quote today by calling 833-358-LUX. That's L-U-X-E. Or by visiting luxkitchenbath.com. Link in the description.
Shifting to the 2027 class, and I'm always going to love a chance to bring up 17 minutes worth of highlights from Palestine Westwood's Kavian Bryant, a quarterback, a shooting guard, a top prospect in two different sports, one of the most talented players in the state of Texas, and some plans for seeing games are starting to come into shape for Bryant over the course of the 2025 season.
Yeah, so we reported about a month ago that he's going to visit Texas in September. He doesn't have a specific game that he wants to go to, and you and I both know that's not the sexiest schedule, especially in the first month of the year. But he's going to be on campus in September. They're unsure of what the date's going to be. They're also going to go check out Florida State when they play Alabama, and he'd like to get up to Michigan. I know he wants to go up there to be able to see a game. Right now, though, the thing with Kavian is just taking his time. I think, you know, I was asked a couple times on the board at Inside Texas yesterday or day before, you know, does he have a decision timeline? Does he know when he wants to decide? I caught up with his dad this morning, and they understand they're not in a hurry, but they understand the quarterback position those really good spots start to fill up at quarterback quicker than any other position. And they realize that. And so I was told that they're going to take a month or two. They're going to take a couple months of going to games. They want to go see a few games in the fall. They kind of want to see how the atmosphere, the environment, kind of get around the staff, get around the players, kind of get that game day atmosphere kind of feel. But I wouldn't be surprised with a decision in say October, because again, they understand that this is a different level. When you're a quarterback at his level, number one rated guy in the country, you know, people are going to push, they're going to push. And I think he also understands Steve Sarkisian usually has his junior year quarterback, high school quarterback, the summer before that junior season. That's kind of been his MO, so to speak. And so they're not in a hurry, but I think it's one of those things they understand there's a little urgency there. But not much. I think that you could see a decision in probably a couple months, but let them get to a few games. Let them hit a few games in September, and we'll see where they go. Look, I think Texas is the team here. I don't know. He's not saying they're his leader or any of that, things of that sort, but when he talks about the schools, he talks a little differently when he's talking about Texas. Again, there's that option of playing basketball. And that's been talked about by all these schools. And Sean Miller and the Texas basketball team has no problem with trying to share this four-star out of Westwood. But right now, I think that's the thing they're looking for. They want to see some games. They want to see some campuses, some game day type scenery, and then figure out their decision. They do realize if it was up to them, I think they would take longer, to be honest with you. But they do know playing that position of quarterback – These big programs, if you want to go to a big program, they like to get their guys early and often. And I wouldn't be surprised if Sark and those guys kind of push in the next couple months.
We'll conclude with Texas only 2027 commit. That is Taven Epps from Tustin, California. Do you remember when people freaked out about a DeMarvian Overshone and that little script A? It's like, oh, you're going to Alabama? It's like, no, that's ARP. I looked it up. Tustin has the double T like Texas Tech.
Texas Tech, yeah.
And so if you ever see Taven Epps in a double T, you'll probably see it on these highlights. Don't worry. That's just his high school.
Yeah, don't worry. Texas Tech's not giving him $8 million a year.
Oh, man. He committed to Texas, I think, the weekend of the Georgia baseball series. That's my landmark for it. So sometime, I think, in either March or April. And he, you know, listed as a linebacker. But he's growing. He could end up as an edge. Just still, all the same, a very skilled defensive player. What'd you pick up talking to him over the course of the past couple days?
He's ready to play. He's ready for it. Like, it's kind of cool because he understands now that he's committed to Texas, he's got a target on him. He's got a bullseye. Because, you know, at the high school level, that's the first thing high school football players do when they look across the field before a game. Where's the committed guys? Where are the guys with the big college offers? And when you find a couple of those each game, those are guys that you go a little bit harder against. Epps is ready for that. You know, he had this thing. We got a story that will be posting in Inside Texas soon. I had an update on him in the humidor, but he has literally a long list of goals that he wants to hit. Him and his father sit down, and that's kind of how Taven is. He's a goal-oriented kid. He's like, hey, speak it into existence. Work at it and have those things set up for you. And so here's the funny part. He's going to play tight end this year, as you just saw in that touchdown catch. He wants to catch – he's going to catch a few touchdowns this year. He's going to play on both sides of the ball. He wants to – really, the stats, though, they're all on the defensive side. This is a defensive mentality type kid. Somebody had asked us on the board earlier, you know, what's his position? Where's his projection? Even though he's talking to Johnny Nansen, that's his primary contact. That's the guy he's building that best relationship with. Texas is telling him, look, we'll figure it out when you get here. Now, his body's 6'4", 235. That, going into your junior year, that projects to edge. And he actually has some edge tendencies in his game. And so that might be where he winds up. But right now, they're looking at linebacker, and especially with Nansen kind of heading the charge. And he's happy and he's ready. We worry sometimes about kids committing 2 years in advance. But with Taven, it feels like it's very non-drama. It just feels like he found exactly what he wanted. He knows what he wants to get there to do that. He's going to be an early enrollee, so he knows he's got about 18 months to get himself in the best possible shape and get ready. But right now, he's just focused. He's got a scrimmage. His first scrimmage is next week. He's pretty much focused on that, getting his goals, being the best teammate he can be. He's going to catch a few touchdowns this fall. He is going to make it to Austin a handful of times this fall. He's unsure of the games outside of Texas, Texas A&M. He told me specifically he is wanting to see that game more than others. And being a kid that's from Texas, born in Texas, he understands how important that rivalry is in state. And so he told me, he said, look, I don't know which games for sure I'm coming, but I'm coming to Texas A&M guaranteed. And so Epps will be around Austin on Turkey Day. And I think it's a good foundation for the first commit of your 2027 class. If you could throw in, a number one quarterback from East Texas and a couple big-time offensive tackles from Houston and Dallas, hey, man, this 2027 class will be kicking off pretty well.
I have to say, I've never seen a swinging gait on a highlight film. That was pretty cool. And I'm just speechless. You know, the swinging gait, it works when the center goes one way. But for it to be like, no, let's just give the ball to Taven and get 2 points, I think that's a pretty good strategy too. Thank you for watching this video. Make sure you like the video. Make sure you subscribe to the channel as well. And if you've not done so, head to InsideTexas.com. It's that first link in the description of this video. Join for $1, gets you access to the best Texas Longhorns website, gets you access to all the best Texas Longhorns info coming from the scrimmage, recruiting, everything. Sign up and you will also get a year of access to The Athletic. Great deal. You're not going to want to miss out on it. And of course, if you have not done so yet, buy our guy Paul Wadlington's Thinking Texas Football. Every position, every player, every opponent, every SEC team, the landscape of college football in the year 2025, and of course, a look at the 2025 recruiting class, as there are a number of players who can contribute early and what their career outlook might be. So always good time to get over to Inside Texas. Justin, thank you so much. Thank you for watching. We'll see you next time on the Inside Texas Football YouTube channel, powered by InsideTexas.com.